right, so thanks, Miguel, so much for joining us here on D3. It's really an honor to have you on the show. You go around and you talk about LinkedIn a lot and a lot of career discussions that you give. You always bring up LinkedIn. I know you blog about it a lot. From your perspective, why is LinkedIn as important as it is from a career growth perspective and a career opportunities perspective?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, LinkedIn is one of those things that's incredibly important. I think where I like to start with LinkedIn is kind of why LinkedIn and really what is it? And I think LinkedIn, there's kind of a misconception out there that LinkedIn is basically the new age monster.com, which is, you know, a resume site. And the reality is that's not accurate. Really, LinkedIn is more of a platform, I believe, for businesses and employees and even students to link up with people and get to know people, especially around the fields that they work in. And I think a lot of people think of it as, you know, your online resume kind of formatted correctly. But the reality is it's a lot more than that. One of the ways I like to think about it is, you know, if you've ever gone to a user group meeting or watched a presentation, and then later on you go for drinks with the guys and try and get connected with them, you know, it takes a lot of hard work to get connected with maybe two or three guys. And LinkedIn really allows you to, you know, connect with people in a digital kind of fashion a lot more quickly and effectively. And not only that, but, you know, spread your message of, you know, what you're up to career-wise, what conferences you're going to very, very effectively online. So it really takes that whole world of, you know, user group meetings and you know, things like that, and kind of brings it to the digital realm and makes it much more effective.
A lot of people look at resumes, or I should say resumes, are really a point in time type of activity, but LinkedIn is sort of who you are every day and what you are. So why is it important to keep it up to date and keep it up to date often?
Well, I think keeping LinkedIn up to date is probably one of the biggest tips I could give anybody. The reality is most people spend, you know, hours a day on Facebook. I was just talking to my wife last night about Facebook. She asked me, she goes, what did we do before Facebook? And it was quite funny. And the reality is people spend more time on Facebook than they do on anything else online these days. It's crazy. But LinkedIn is so much more important than that. I mean, it's your career. And I think, you know, if you're really looking at taking advantage of 2012 and starting something new and exciting, I think LinkedIn can be one of those places where you can really do that. And by keeping your profile up to date with, you know, conferences you're going to, any career changes in some cases, or career advancements, or new learning, promotions, things like that, or switching companies, is incredibly important to put that on LinkedIn, because it keeps everyone up to date of what you're doing. And the other key point there is that everything you put on LinkedIn appears on other users' profiles. So whoever you're connected with, if you put in, you know, attending Microsoft Build event or Microsoft Tech Days and attending XYZ session, you know, everyone in your network is going to see that you're doing that, and they're going to know that you're connected and that you're up to speed on technology, you know, because it's great. I meet a lot of people, in fact, that say, you know, I'm heavily involved with technology, and, you know, I go to all these conferences, and I'd really love to speak. So here's a great example. I met someone that said, yeah, I'd really love to speak in Vancouver. And I said, well, how active are you on social networks, you know? And he's like, well, not really. I spend too much time doing the other stuff. And, well, the reality is that, you know, if you're not telling people what you're doing, people don't know what you're doing. And
right,
they're not going to know what you're interested in, right? So LinkedIn is incredibly important because it allows you to connect with all those people and stay in contact.
So then, you know, with that and staying in contact and connecting to people, a lot of people are sort of worried or I guess, hesitant to add connections onto their LinkedIn profile. So what's the advice, if you will, on who you connect with and how you connect? Is it, do you make network connections after you've met someone, or you make that connection to meet someone?
Well, I think it can be used in a number of different ways. There's a few successful ways that I've used it. probably the best way that I use it is when I go to a conference and I meet someone, I get their business card, so you absolutely need to get their business card first. And the first thing I do is I go back to my computer and I put their information into my computer, because people don't realize it, but by doing that action, by making that initial connection at a conference, getting the business card, and then actually putting it into LinkedIn, you've basically turned that business card into an active online business card. You're able to get information from them. I mean, if you just go ahead and take that business card and put it into Outlook, you're probably never going to talk to that person.
Very
or
true. Yeah.
They'll just sit there forever, right? With LinkedIn, you're going to get updates from them all the time as to what they're up to. So, you know, one way I do it is I meet people at a conference, I get their business card, and I add them. The other way is if I'm looking for a specific resource or someone, you know, as an example that does web development, I can easily go into LinkedIn. I can use the searching and filtering to find someone. And if someone's like not even in my network, if they're outside of my network, I can very easily add them through that method, right? So I find them, I can add them. And using the LinkedIn connections, I can actually just find someone else. And just, you know, if they're connected with them, I can just add them that way, right? So there's numerous ways to use it. I think it depends on the scenario. And, you know, and I've basically built over 1,000 connections at this point, just, you know, using those two simple methods. And it's incredibly powerful, because if you can become kind of that hub connection point for other people as well, if you now become the person that connects person A to person B, then you can be incredibly successful by, you know, just by doing that and helping other people get connected. You'll be really well connected in your sphere.
So then, you know, up until now we've talked about, you know, connecting to people. And you know, it's sort of that one-to-one relationship. But what about LinkedIn groups? You know, the Canadian Developer Connection has a group, and I know a lot of the user groups have their own groups on LinkedIn. What's the advantage, or what's the power of using LinkedIn groups to meet people and to you know, to post and be active in conversations?
Yeah, I mean, LinkedIn groups are awesome. I mean, I think people forget, you know, how hard it was to get connected with people even, you know, 5-10 years ago. I mean, even for myself, just trying to get involved with Microsoft back in the, you know, early 2000s there, it was incredibly hard to get connected with someone at Microsoft Canada. You'd have to somehow meet them at a conference or meet them at a user group and try and come up with something smart to tell them, to say, you know, so they remember you, and then hopefully, you know, get together with them for a coffee. So that process of actually meeting people and even keeping connections was incredibly hard. You had to, you know, book time either away from your family or away from for an evening, you know, to go to a user group meeting. And with basically LinkedIn groups allow you to do all of that, you know, online. It's incredibly easy to, you know, even connect with you or myself. You know, the Microsoft Canadian Developer Connection LinkedIn group, you know, has over 3,500 connections now. You could go there right now and, you know, post a survey question, you know, respond to a survey, ask a question, and 3,500 developers across Canada are going to get that message. And I think that's incredibly powerful, that the ability to stay connected with people so easily is incredibly powerful. So I think people really need to remember that and really, you know, get connected with those groups.
And as an employer, because I know when I've talked to a couple of companies, they say, you know, the hiring manager says, yeah, you know what, I'll go on LinkedIn and I'll check the person out before calling them into an interview and you know, see what they're talking about, who they're talking to and whatnot. So, you know, are you seeing that also where, you know, for you guys, you know, you'll want to see what someone is talking about? You know, are they an active participant? Are they, you know, giving out good advice? Does that play at all from an employment perspective?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I imagine that, you know, work at Imagine It. Actually, recently we won the Microsoft Partner of the Year, and you know, because we won that, we've actually been getting a lot more resumes. And it's incredibly hard to filter resumes, because if you think about it, a resume is kind of funny, because you're expected to write a resume and talk about yourself, and people always will talk about themselves in the best light possible. So while a resume is good to kind of get the points of what people have done, to actually find out how those things went is incredibly difficult. To find out people's personalities and, all those types of things is incredibly hard. So we always use LinkedIn now. I mean, if we get a resume, we look up their name, we find them. The big thing we look at is recommendations. You know, we see what they're up to. Are they active in the community? What groups do they belong to? And recommendations, we haven't talked about that, but that's incredibly important as well, to see like what people have said about you, above you, you know, laterally, below you, and really kind of understand what kind of work the person has done. I take a LinkedIn profile much more seriously, in fact, than I even would a resume. I mean, that's just the level that we're at today.
Perfect. And so, you know, as sort of a lasting thought to leave with developers, if let's say you're talking to someone who currently doesn't have LinkedIn, or maybe they have a profile, but they just sort of created it and they put it out there and they left it. What's that one piece of advice that you can give someone to sort of, I don't want to say convince them, but truly show them the value of being on LinkedIn?
Yeah, I think LinkedIn's, the best thing I could probably say is get on LinkedIn. If you haven't really been using it much, you know, give yourself, you know, 5 hours, you know, maybe a week to try it out. Spend, you know, 30 minutes a day max on LinkedIn. I think at the end of that period, you know, give yourself a 7-day challenge where you're going to spend 30 minutes, a day on LinkedIn. I think you're going to find some incredibly powerful stuff on there just as you get connected. You know, I use LinkedIn a lot, and it's just, you know, the ability to connect with all these people, the groups, incredibly powerful. The other thing I'll say is if you haven't got started on LinkedIn and you want some tips or advice on how to get connected, absolutely go to miguelcarrasco.com. I have actually posted top 10 tips for how to use LinkedIn properly, which we don't have time to go through today. So go there. You can read that article. You can get connected. You know, connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter, and I'm more than happy to help you out. But that probably my best tip is, if you're not using LinkedIn, or if you signed up and you don't use it, you know, give yourself the 7-day challenge of 30 minutes a day and see what you think after that. I think you'll be very impressed.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for joining us on the show. It's really a pleasure to have you. And hopefully, you know, we can do a couple of other segments in the future like this, where we can really show people, you know, how they can use LinkedIn to take that next step in their career. So thanks so much again, Miguel, and we'll see you soon.
That'd be awesome. Hey, thanks a lot. Take care.